Hey guys, how you doing? I have recorded and re-recorded and erased the intro so many times because I'm like, nah, I shouldn't have said that, or who cares about that? So I'm just gonna push record and leave it. And a really quick note, if you guys hear like a fan in the background or somebody laughing or a TV or something or phone ring, that's because I'm home. I am home, guys, and I'm welcoming you into my home. Welcome to Casa de Arias, or mi casa, my house. Anyways, guys, I hope you're having a great... It's Thursday afternoon or evening here. It's going to be 8 p.m. here in California. And really recap... I wanted to recap my week really fast for you guys. But I wanted to mention, or I wanted to let you guys know why this episode's coming out on the weekend. And I know you're probably like, it's called Monday Morning Marketing, Michael. Get your stuff together. Here's the thing, guys. So I realized this is just me. Sometimes I like listening to podcasts, right? And I'm going to give you an example. Like sometimes if I want to know something marketing wise, I'll listen to marketing podcasts, right? Or something creation, something like where I'm creating something content. I'll listen to that podcast throughout the week. But during the weekend, I mean, yeah, you know, you listen to music and stuff like that, but like, let's say, besides that, sometimes I just want to hear like my favorite podcaster just talk sometimes. A good, I guess, person would be like the Alan Mead, right? Alan Mead Experience. Sometimes he'll put his episode out, right? Like him talking about something separate than dentistry. It's not always about dentistry. So I don't know. I was just thinking that, and I was kind of thinking maybe I should put this out on the weekend to give you guys something just to listen to, a quick bite, right? Like a quick episode to listen to, so I can just talk to you guys a little bit more, because I get so excited and I'm like, okay, Monday morning, and I want to leave my Mondays for the beginning of the weeks. I want to leave it for my guests because I feel like they deserve that spot. They're amazing guests. Everybody who is on here, who is a guest, is, you know, they're remarkable. They're fantastic. And then throughout the week, what's also remarkable and fantastic is the series, The Making Of, right? Like The Making Of Sleek, also The Making Of Smile & Co. with Ashley. And those are fantastic too as well. So the marketing, the Monday morning marketing, it kind of, I want to have it in the weekend. You guys let me know what you think. And you know what, even if you don't, because I know I say that a lot, but sometimes you guys never let me know what you think, and sometimes you do. So let me know what you think. But I can always see on the amount of downloads and everything like that. So if you just push play on the weekend, then that's letting me know what you think. So thank you for your participation, guys. Anyways, with that being said, really quick, guys, I wanted to let you know. What did I want to let you know? What's going on this week? Oh, yesterday, if you are following me on Instagram, then you kind of saw the Instagram story. I was at the Pure Life headquarters. They are doing fantastic things over there, guys. Fantastic things. And you will hear this episode with Pure Life. I was interviewing. They have their headquarters in Santa Monica. It's a beautiful location. And you guys will hear the podcast episode on this upcoming week, I believe. And just fantastic ways. I mean, not just to like improve your practice and improve your marketing and make you stand out, but they're helping change the world too. You know what I mean? Like, so if you want to like feel good about your marketing, about your practice, about what you're doing for your patients, really, really listen to that episode. They're fantastic people. Omar and Kirsten, they are amazing people. Thank you so much for having me yesterday. But with that being said, guys, let's get into this episode. And I just straight up want to teach you a tactic. And I know I've kind of been a little bit MIA on the Monday morning marketings, but that's because, guys, I have completely finished all the recording for the very first ever ground marketing course. It's going to be phenomenal. Okay, so the recording's done. The editing's probably going to be done by this week, this upcoming week. So, I mean, in celebration to that, I just want to give you guys a bunch of tactics that you will be learning in the course and all these things. I just want to tell you about it, right? So this tactic, what we're going to learn on this episode, It's going to be about getting into stores, right? But primarily, how can we do lunch and learns in stores, like businesses, right? How can we get our foot in the door to do a lunch and learn, okay? So this is exactly what I want you guys to do. So now's the time where you maybe want to get your paper and pencil out, or if you're driving or whatever, you know, just kind of keep this note. I mean, keep this, I think it's by like 5 minutes. I think we're at the 5 minute 30 mark. So at this point is where you want to start taking note of, give it to your front office to listen. But anyways, so let's just say you're going to call, and I want you to call the stores, okay? So let's say, what store should we call? Let's say we're going to call, I don't know, if you guys have a Vons or a Kroger's or H-E-B or something like that, right? Now, H-E-B, if you are in Texas or wherever and you are listening, you're like, oh, we have H-E-B. H-E-B, believe it or not, they have their own marketing person in there. So that's the person you want to contact. The marketing coordinator, I believe they're called, they have their own. So they're the ones you want to contact to partner up with and do a bunch of amazing stuff. Because guys, if you are located near an HEB, they do a lot. And I'm talking about a lot for the community. Now an HEB is kind of like a Walmart, for those of you who don't know, but like a really, really big grocery store. It's really awesome. So if you are located near an HEB, make sure you build rapport with the marketing coordinator or the marketing person in an HEB. They're really great for that. But anyways, so basically what you want to do, let's just say it's like a, like I told you, like a Vons, Kroger's or whatever. You kind of want to call them. And let's just say I'm calling them right now. So ring, ring, phone rings. Hi, I was wondering if I can speak to the supervisor. And so the person on the phone is probably going to say like, oh yeah, you know, immediately gives you to the supervisor. Or they may just say, what is this in regards to? If this is like, hey, why do you need to speak to the supervisor? If they ask you that, just go ahead with the script and continue to tell them, right? But if, let's just say you're talking to the supervisor now, like the supervisor's on the phone, and you can say, hey, how's it going? My name is Michael. I had a quick question. In the past, we've had a couple of your employees come to our practice, and I was wondering if it was okay if I can go in there and give the rest of the employees there just a bunch of freebies, free toothbrushes, toothpaste, floss, mouthwash, things like that, just as a way to introduce ourselves to the rest of the employees, but also a way to say thank you to you guys. I don't know if something like that would be possible. And then they're going to say like, yeah, definitely. You can come by and bring some freebies, you know, do whatever you want. Or they're not going to say do whatever you want, but they're going to say, yeah, definitely. You want to come by and bring freebies. Where are you from? And you can say, oh, actually, I'm with the dentist office, like right down the street. And then you mention the dental office. We're right across the street from you guys. Even if you guys are like 5 to 10 minutes away, still say that. People want to know like you're really close by, right? They like that feeling. Obviously, if you're 30 minutes away, this tactic, like, would the employees really go 30 minutes away? Unless they work 30 minutes away and they live near your office, then it might work. But other than that, I mean, yeah, you know, you always want to say, yeah, we live like right down the we're right down the street from you guys. So anyways, you say you're right down the street from you guys, and the supervisor is going to say, yeah, you know, you can go ahead and do that. Go ahead and come by and drop off some freebies, and we can put them in the break room. Then this is where you want to, once you get that okay, you want to say, oh, okay, awesome. So by any chance, would it be okay if maybe we can set up like a small little table in the lunchroom? That way, people can come by, pick up their freebies, pick up freebies for their family too, and we can just be there answering any questions or concerns that people may have. Now, here's the response you'll get. You'll either say, yeah, we can do that. We can do that. I mean, well, here's the thing though. This is what they're going to tell you. Here's the thing. People will be coming in and out. It's not like a whole one time all the employees will be there, because obviously in grocery stores not all employees will be in the lunchroom all at once, right? Because who's taking care of the customers? So what you're gonna say, I mean what they're gonna say, is like, you know, people will come in and out, so you know, you may not work out that well. Then you can say, oh, but it's okay, we'll be there for a couple hours, maybe, you know, throughout lunchtime, 3 to 4 hours or 2 to 4 hours, we can just be there just for anybody who wants to pick up freebies, and you know, we can answer any questions that they may have. Then they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess you can do that. Yeah, sure, why not, right? Come by, bring the freebies. They can give it to, they can pick up freebies for them and their families, and that's the key. That's the key you want, because you want to say like, all right, I want to make, is it like, so this is the script you're going to say once they tell you, yeah, you can come by and bring freebies. So you're going to say, by any chance, is it okay if we can ever kind of stop? I mean, by any chance, is it okay if we set up a little small booth there and then people can pick up, the employees there can pick up freebies for them and their families as well. And any questions or concerns that they may have, we can answer it on the spot. Then they'll say, yeah, you know what, okay, yeah, you, sure, why not, go ahead and do that. They'll be more inclined to do that because you're kind of saying like, okay, I want to give freebies not just to them but to their families, but I want to make sure everybody can get enough, right? So honestly, when we use that script and when our students use that script, I think it works around 87% of the time where we're able to just set up there, and then eventually we do a lunch and learn, right? Like people come in, they take freebies, you're like, oh, what's this? And then you talk to them, yeah, you know, we're doing this for this month only, we're giving all the employees here, I don't know, free whitening or whatever, right? Just give us your name and number, and then from that point on, I personally will give you a call. And then people give them the name and number, right? And they pick up their freebies, and that's it. And that's really easy, guys. It's a really good way to do a lunch and learn on the spot, right? Like, let's just say you're like, man, I need new patients right now, or I need new patients by next week. Let's see how many lunch and learns we can get, right? So call as many stores as you can, primarily like big chains like that, like grocery stores. Now, when it comes to Walmart and Target, those are completely different. I would totally go with another script that we'll talk about later on in another episode. But when it comes to, like I said, maybe food stores, things like that, it's better. And with the HEB one, you can use the same script, guys. You can use the same thing. Like I said, call them, let them know what it's all about. Let them know that you're right down the street. And then, boom, you really want to enter the hard pitch and saying, like, could we just straight up ask them, could we set up a small little booth in the break room? That way people can pick up freebies for them and their families as well. And if they have any questions or concerns, we can answer it on the spot. And they're like, yeah, definitely sounds good, right? So that's how you can do a lunch and learn at your local store. Alrighty, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know. You know what? I'm going to create a Facebook group that's just about ground marketing. That's it. I put it out there. I'm going to do it. So let me know. I'll let you guys know when it's up and running. It should be up and running, that Facebook group, by next week, early next week, maybe Monday or Tuesday. So let me know, or you can just email me or Instagram me on The Dental Marketer and let me know how the tactic went. That way we can help you out, you know what I mean? And as always, if you want our services, if you like, Michael, I love this, I want this for my practice, I want you to train my front, somebody, right, who can just do purely ground marketing, perfect. If you have a marketer in your office who's doing Facebook ads and SEO, or they're doing like website, right, they're just focused on marketing or community outreach, this is it, guys. You need them to do ground marketing. So if you have that person in your office, I can definitely coach them. All our students kind of go through a rigorous program, but they come out, I mean, amazing, amazing. Or if you're like, Michael, this is cool, all I really need you to do is just find us locations where we can set up booths at, do lunch and learns events. We also do all the legwork. We do all the groundwork, and that's a whole separate service. So yeah, if you ever want us to just be like, hey man, Mike, I want to hire your company to, or I want to hire you guys to, you know, find us events throughout the month or throughout the year, right? And that's what we do. We find you tons of events monthly. So yeah, like I said, guys, if you are interested in that, just go on the website, go on to, and it's probably going to be in the show notes below, the link to that if you want any more information. But I hope everybody's having a great weekend. This episode should be coming out on the weekend, even though I'm recording it earlier. And yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you very, very soon.